Welcome to the Mostly Folk Music Show.
My mama told me that she would buy me a rubber dolly if I'd be good. But don't you tell her I got a feller. She won't buy me no rubber dolly. No rubber dolly. No rubber dolly. She won't buy me no rubber dolly. No rubber dolly. No rubber dolly. She won't buy me no rubber doll. Mama told me that she would buy me a stick of candy if I'd be good. But don't you tell her I got a feller. She won't buy me no stick of candy. No stick of candy. No stick of candy. She won't buy me no stick of candy. No stick of candy. No stick of candy. She won't buy me no stick of candy.
Nine men to guard the British rank and five to watch the town above. Two to stand at either hand, and one to let Bill Tenner out. He had 80 weight of Spanish iron between his neck bone and his knee. But Billy took Johnny up under his arm and lugged him away right manfully.
And Billy broke locks, and Billy broke bolts, and Billy broke all that he came nigh. Until he came to the dungeon door, and that he broke right manful line.
So he stole them a horse and away did ride, and but they rode gallant. Until they came to the river bank, to the river running wild and free.
The British were coming close on their heels, and poo, but they stood fearfully. Till Billy took Johnny up on his back and carried him over it easily.
And Billy broke locks, and Billy broke bolts, and Billy broke all that he came nigh. Until he came to the dungeon door, and that he broke right manful line. Called at the inn for room to dance, and who but they danced merrily. And the very best dancer among them all was old John Webb, who was just set free.
Thank you. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down up the big lake they call Gitchagumit. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund the Fitzgerald weighed empty. That big ship and true was a bung to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain, face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund the Fitzgerald. Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay, they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even double water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Their ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan's teams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Kitchigoomy. Superior, they say, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
House and the mistress also, and all the little children that around your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dog by your front door, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more.
Soul, soul, soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake, an apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry, one for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
Cellar and see what you can find. Get the barrels on our
barrels.
We hope you will be kind. We hope you will be kind with your ammon and your bed. For we'll come no more, we'll come no more till this time next year.
Soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. Apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
Shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
So the Lord sing praises, all
please,
you
good
within
this soul's cake. An apple,
true
love, a pear, brother, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Three for him who made us all.
In that set, we heard Rubber Dolly by Woody Guthrie from the 1997 release Mule Skinner Blues, The Escape of Old John Webb by the Kingston Trio from the 1995 release The Capitol Years, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot from the 1988 release Gord's Gold Volume 2, and we concluded the set with A Solon by Peter, Paul, and Mary from their 1963 album, Moving.
I and my family live on the banks of the Hudson River, and we got a project there that's a little bit unlike anything I ever heard. We're getting the river clean by sailing a sailboat up and down. Now, you wouldn't think, what can a sailboat do? It can't actually clean up the river itself. But what we do is we bring people together at the edge of the river. And you know, you bring people together for any purpose whatsoever, you're in politics. You can bring them together to drink beer or to watch a football game, but you're affecting the body politic. And the river has gotten cleaner. We're swimming in the Hudson again. Anyway, this is just one of the many songs sung by the Clearwater Gang up and down the river. I sing sailing up. You got to repeat it after me. Sailing up. That's it. Sailing down.
Sailing down.
After that, you have to reverse it. I say up, you say
down.
Down, I say, and you go. Sailing up.
Sailing up.
Sailing down.
Once again,
the river may be dirty now, but she's getting cleaner.
ashes of blood marched the civilized soldier over the ruins of the French fortress of a failure, over the silent screams of the dead and the dying. But please be reassured, we seek no outer war. The treaties were signed, the country was split into sections, but growing numbers of prisons were built for protection, rapidly filling with people who called for election. But please be reassured, we seek no outer war. The golden, the M was the puppet who danced for the power. The hero of hate who gambled on hell for his hour. Father of his country was stamped on the medals we shower. But please be reassured, we seek no wider war. Machine gun bullets became the bloody baptizer, and the Falcon copters don't care if someone's the wiser. But the boy in the swamp didn't know he was killed by a visor. So please be reassured, we seek no outer war. And fires were spitting at forests in defoliation. While the people were pressed into camps not called concentration, and the greater the victory, the greater the shame of the nation. But please be reassured, we seek no outer war. Down the throats of prisoners was poured rusty water, while vicious and vomiting gases maintain the order, as the finest Washington minds found slogans for slaughter. But please be reassured, we seek no wider war. Then over the border came the Bay of Pigs, plains of persuasion. All remaining on earth went up in the flames of invasion. But who'll tell the bodies of children it's not escalation? But please be reassured, we seek no wider war. We're teaching the people the freedom for which they are yearning, while we're dragging them down to the path of never returning. But we'll condescend to talk while the cities are burning. But please be reassured, we seek no wider war. We seek no wider war.
In a mean abode on the Shanky Road lived a man named William Bloat. He had a wife, the bane of his life, who always got his goat. So one day at dawn, with her night dress on, he slit her bloody throat. He was glad he had done there what he had, and she lay there stiff and still, till suddenly the thought of that angry law filled his soul with an awful chill. So to finish the fun he so well begun, he decided himself to kill. So he took the sheets from his wife's cold feet and he twisted them into a rope. He hung himself from the pantry shelf. 'Twas an easy end, let's hope. With his dying breath and he facing death, he solemnly cursed the Pope. But the strangest turn of the whole concern is only just beginning. For he went to hell, but his wife got well, and she's still alive and sinning. For the razor blade was English made, but the sheets were Irish linen.
In that set we heard Sailing Up, Sailing Down by Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger from the 1981 release Precious Friends. We Seek No Wider War by Phil Oakes from the 2000 release Best of Broadside 1962 to 1988. And we concluded the set with William Bloat by the Clancy Brothers with Robbie O'Connell from the 1988 release Tunes and Tales of Ireland. You're listening to the Mostly Folk Music Show on the GOAT.
Havana moon, Havana moon, me all alone with jug around, me stand and wait for boat to come. It's long the night, it's quiet the dark, the boat she late since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide and in is lowly moon, but high the wind, Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the room, it's long time waiting for the boat to come. American girl, come back to me, we'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the building's high. We'll find a home up on in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. We're still alone, we're sipping on the rum. Come to bring my love, oh sweet little thing. She rock and roll, she dance and sing. She hold me tight, she touch my lips. My eyes close, my heart flips. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still alone, she look till come the dawn. She weep and cry and she return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes, the bright sun, the blue sky. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run, me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone there rum, the boat she sail, yes, me love she gone. Havana moon, Havana moon, Havana moon, yeah, Havana moon, Havana.
McAllister pen. There he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad come walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad come walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. There he caught him a ride. He said, I just got loose from McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. A charge called homicide. That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat, and he found little Muley, and Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked down to the neighbor's farm, found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mother said, we've got to get away. His mother said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm staying with the farm till I die. Yes, I'm staying with the farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joad did die. They buried Grandpa Joad by the side of the road, Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand.
Thank you. when you sit and wonder why things have gone so wrong, and you wish someone would tell us where our friend has gone. Look then to the hills when there's courage in the wind and in the face of freedom and those who look to him. And search within the heart of every young man with a song, then I think we'll know where our friend has gone. Summer takes the winter as the good years take the pain. There'll be laughter in the land again, but hearts won't be the same. I know I'll remember when a chill wind takes the sky and speak of years he gave us hope, for they will never die. And as we gaze at brave young men when yesterdays grow long, then I think we'll know where our friend has gone. When you sit and wonder why things have gone so wrong, it's then that we'll remember where our friend has gone.
Sometimes I feel that the world isn't mine. It feeds on my hunger and tears on my time. And I'm tired, yes, I'm tired. Every face on the street is as cold as the air, as hard as the pavement beneath my feet. And I'm tired, yes, I'm tired. Sometimes I stop and I ask to myself, oh, why should I be so alone? It comes and it goes, and nobody knows, for they're blind with the pain all their own. So I start out again with a smile on my face to hide all the empty and search for a friend. And I'm tired, yes, I'm tired. Sometimes I stop and I ask to myself, oh, why should I be so alone? It comes and it goes, and nobody knows, for they're blind with a pain all their own. So I start out again with a smile on my face to hide all the empty and search for a friend. And I'm tired, yes, I'm tired. And I'm tired, yes, I'm tired.
In that set we heard Havana Moon by Jeff and Maria Muldaur from the 1972 album Sweet Potatoes. Tom Joad by Woody Guthrie from the 1940 release Dust Bowl Ballads. Song for a Friend by the Kingston Trio from the 1995 release The Capitol Years. And we concluded the set with I'm Tired by Phil Oakes from the 1986 release A Toast to Those Who Are Gone.
Get tired hanging around this town, all this old city life sure brings a fella down. But keep on burning bright. I should get tired city life sure brings a fella down. But
listen. dressed herself in men's attire, and so gaily she was dressed, a-thinking to meet her own true love, the one that she loved best. But when he saw her a-coming, he cried out, "Who is there?" "It is my eldest brother, a-thinking to meet my dear. But how soon will I deceive him, for his butcher I will be. Shall not live to enjoy my love, nor yet to bother me." He fired right at him as he thought, which caused his loved one to fall. And in her tender bosom he lodged a fatal ball. "I fall, I fall, I fall," said she, "I fall unto the ground. Oh, Jimmy, cruel Jimmy, you have gave me my death wound. Come, look at the crimson tide that from my heart does flow. Oh, Jimmy, cruel Jimmy, how so." And when he saw what he had done, he tore his loving hair. Another loaded pistol for himself he did repair. "I shall die for the love of Mary, I shall die for the life of thee. Come all bold lads and bold lassies, be aware of jealousy."
We'll do a song then about revolution. Song of what's been true of all revolutions from the beginning, the French, the American. This is a fictional song, a cinematic song. You've got a picture, this mansion on the top of a hill housing the last of the idle rich, the last of the bourgeois, the last of the folk singers, as they're being encircled tighter and tighter by the ringing of revolution. All the people on the inside spiritually resemble Charles Lawton. And all the people on the outside physically resemble Lee Marvin. As a matter of fact, the song is so cinematic that it's been made into a movie directed by Otto Preminger. It stars Senator Carl Hayden as Ho Chi Minh. Frank Sinatra plays Fidel Castro. Ronald Reagan plays George Murphy. John Wayne plays Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson plays God. I play Bobby Dylan. The young Bobby Dylan.
In a building of gold with riches untold live the families in which the country was founded, and the merchants of style with their vain velvet smiles were there, for they also were hounded. And the soft middle class crowded into the last, for the building was fully surrounded. And the noise outside was the ringing of revolution. So Sadly they stared and sank in their chairs and searched for comforting notion. And the rich silver walls looked ready to fall as they shook in doubtful devotion. The ice cubes would clink as they freshened their drinks, wet their minds in bitter emotion. And they talked about the ringing of revolution. We were hardly aware of the hardships they bared for a time taken with treasure. Old life was a game and work was a shame and pain was prevented by pleasure. The world cold and gray was so far away, distance only money could measure. But their thoughts were broken by the ringing of revolution. And the clouds filled the room in darkening doom as the crooked smoke rings were rising. How long will it take? How can we escape? Someone asks, but no one's advising. And the quivering floor responds to the roar in a shake no longer surprising. As closer and closer comes the ringing of revolution. So softly they moan, please leave us alone, as back and forth they are pacing. And they cover their ears and try not to hear with pillows of silk they're embracing. The crackling crowd is laughing out loud, peeking in at the target they're chasing. Now trembling inside the ringing of revolution. With compromise sway, we gave it half away when we saw that rebellion was a-growing. Now everything's lost as they kneel by the cross where the blood of Christ is still flowing. Too late for their sorrow, they've reached their tomorrow and reaped the seed they were sowing. Now harvested by the ringing of revolution. In tattered tuxedos they face the new heroes and crawl about in confusion. And they sheepishly grin, for their memories were dim of the decades of dark execution. Hollow hands raised, they stood there amazed in the shattering of their illusions as the windows were smashed by the ringing of revolution. Down on our knees, we're begging you, please, we're sorry for the way you were driven. There's no need to taunt, just take what you want and we'll make amends if we're living. But away from the grounds, the flames told the town that only the dead are forgiven. As they vanished inside the ringing of revolution.
In that set, we heard Ba-Di-Da by Fred Neil from the 1998 release The Many Sides of Fred Neil. Ballad of Spring Hill, Spring Hill Disaster by Peter, Paul, and Mary from their 1965 album, A Song Will Rise. The Jealous Lover by Ian and Sylvia from their 1964 album, Northern Journey. And we concluded the set with Ringing of Revolution by Phil Oakes from his 1966 album, Phil Oakes in Concert. Thank you for listening to the Mostly Folk Music Show on the GOAT, KYGT, 102.7 FM and 103.9 FM in Idaho Springs, Colorado. We can be listened to almost any place on the planet by going to clearcreekradio.com and clicking on Listen Live.